What it is, everyone. Welcome to episode 42 of Press X to Start podcast. Press X is a Week in Gamely podcast about inclusivity and its place in video game, gaming, whatever. Games are for everyone, and we at Press X hope to break down the walls of exclusivity with our discussions of news, reviews, and all things video games. Hey, those two words are really, really hard. Our host today is myself, DJ, with no AKAs, because the year is almost ending. And by New Year's, I promise I will have something.
Is that your resolution?
That's my resolution.
For the rest of 2018?
Yes.
All right.
That's also going to be my AK for 2019. I promise I'll have something. To my right is?
Sean MF Ross.
What does MF stand for?
Monkey fighting.
Oh, okay.
Bonus. Monday to Friday.
Oh, okay. And then to his right is?
Douglas II. I'm your field correspondent.
Whoa. We finally got him on. The guy that's been giving us our news is finally here
shadow
to actually
news.
Talk about shadow. And with that, did anyone hear that?
What's that?
Hey, everybody. If you'd like to follow us on our social media outlets, you can find us on Facebook at Press X number 2 Start, Twitter at Press X 2S, Instagram at Press X the number 2 Start, and our website at Press X number 2 Start.com. Remember, you can catch us on iTunes, Podbean, and Google Play, as well as other podcasting apps, and like and review. Every little bit counts. Thanks.
And we're back. So we'll be talking about things we've been playing. I guess who wants to go first?
I can start.
All right. What you been playing, Sean?
I've been smashing.
All right. Oh,
nice. But not dashing.
Oh.
Now, I've been playing the adventure mode.
Spirits.
Yes.
Really?
It's tough.
How far are you?
10% through the board.
Jesus.
I think they have like 1,500 unlocks for spirits that you can get.
That's insane.
I've been doing the easy stuff, just kind of getting stuff up to like 30%, getting them up out of the board.
That's insane.
I haven't really, I've done a few of the classic runs, maybe like three or four characters. I haven't done the spirit board.
Right. Do you have all the characters?
No.
No, because you've been doing spirits.
Yes, yeah, so I haven't been actually playing regular Smash.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I like it.
You like spirits?
It's something to do because I play it by myself and I play it purely mobile.
Okay.
So it's hard to play like competitive or hard matches because of the way the Wii is. The Wii, oh God.
The Switch. The Switch. That device.
Right.
I'm dreaming about the Wii secretly. no, the Switch, trying to play with the Joy-Cons, like the handheld mode is kind of hard to get a good grip. So I'll save like the actual hard stuff for when I have a controller in my hand.
Right. What, that makes sense.
That, and then I've been playing Red Dead, trying to catch up. I wasn't able to like catch up to you guys to do the review cast.
Yeah.
So I'm on chapter 6 now.
Okay.
Like towards the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if this is a spoiler. Does he get sick for everybody?
Yes. There's nothing you can do about
that. Okay, then. That sucks.
That's... You might not be that part, Doug.
Oh, that, you know.
I didn't say who he is.
True. Yeah.
I'm just far.
Dutch gets syphilis. No, I'm just...
It's not that gout.
God damn it, Molly O'Shea.
It's all those special baths you've been taking.
You know, it's so immersive, so true.
Right?
Get you a...
So I guess real quick, I've also been doing nothing but Smash. It's been pretty great. I actually did jump into Spirits mode too. I played in total about 7 matches, and I was like, this is not for me.
Did you play the spirit board where like there's a array of...
Yes.
So you didn't actually play the adventure where you're walking around the map.
Where you have like, you start as Kirby?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did that.
Okay, you don't like that.
Yeah, so it's not that I don't like it. It's just that so it's weird for me because like I've also been playing classic mode. So every time you play in win in classic mode, like at the end, if you get enough like points or whatever, you unlock a spirit.
Mm.
So coming into spirit mode, I had a couple spirits unlocked already. The only thing is that those spirits weren't that great. So like
were they challenging? That's a heavy sigh.
Yeah. So it's hard to answer that question only because like each spirit that you get, they will either come with like an ability or it'll be nothing at all. But there's also like a point value to the spirits themselves. So I had started with a shield or defensive type spirit that gave me like boost in magic attacks or something.
I don't pay attention to any of those.
Yeah. Well, at first I was like, okay, well, let me look at the details. Let me figure out all the stuff so I know what I'm doing. But Kirby has no magic attacks. So I was just like,
no,
what
but
the
you
hell?
Can use other characters.
Yeah. Well, no. When I started, I only had Kirby. Oh, well, yeah. Yeah. So like, mind you, I have all the characters unlocked. Side note, I had this this cool Smash like party, and I had all my friends come, and we all played Smash.
You got friends?
Yeah, you were here, Sean.
Okay, I mean,
Doug couldn't
but I
it.
Wasn't.
Aww. Yeah, unfortunately.
But somebody walked away with a championship belt.
That's true. He is not on. He was. Oh, it's Avery. You guys remember Avery? Yeah, he came by and
he's here in spirit.
He is.
Spare mode?
There you go. Yep.
You got to unlock him for him to come back.
So that was cool, but that also helped get all the characters for me. So now I have all the characters.
That's
DJ,
a really
you
smart
you had
idea.
All the characters before you even came over.
I had most of them. I had most of them. You guys still help, though. That's what matters. Mm-hmm. So when I'm bringing back to spirit mode. So I started the spirits mode. I don't necessarily main Kirby. So playing as Kirby was just like, all right, I just remember basic movements and attacks, whatever. So I did what I had to do. The first character I unlocked after that was Mario.
It's me.
I don't play as Mario. I actually hate playing as Mario. So I was like, that's not happening. I'm going to stay with Kirby. Played some more, and then I reached this crossroads where I could pick three people, or I could choose three people to fight, and each person was a different person to unlock. I went with Marth. I unlocked Marth. Started playing with Marth.
I did the same.
Oh, yeah? Okay. So I guess it's the same characters then.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just spam his up B and all that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, like, I was playing with Marth. And I'm like, okay, this is cool. Like, I actually can play with Marth. But I ran into an issue where I was going down a path and it hit me. It gave me, like, a really hard fight. And I'm like, all right. I mean,
like, near 10,000 power level.
It's over 9,000!
Not even that. Not 10,000. Not that high. Like, I was at, it was probably like 3,000 power points difference between mine and what I was playing. So I was just like, all right, let me just see how tough this is. I played it. It wasn't that it was like a really hard fight. It was more so like the things that they put in the match that made it difficult.
The items, and sometimes they have multiple.
Right. Or like
enemies attacking you.
Yeah. Or like they do more damage to you than you can to them, or some like crazy stuff like that. But it was just like,
was that fun at all?
Yes and no. The particular match that I was playing was not fun.
What was it? Do you remember?
I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was like towards the left.
That's the way I started too.
Okay.
You eventually come full circle around. Yeah. And open up a bridge and all that.
Right. So like, that kind of bugged me in terms of like, I can see they put the effort and polish into this mode, but I kind of wish they included like the old melee stuff, which is like break the targets. Really just break the targets. I loved breaking
I liked targets. Both. Break the targets and the sandbag that you had to.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's the home run comp.
They could always add that.
I really hope they add that. But what I hope they add before that is a fix for this buffering system that they have. There's a input lag, and then there's a buffering system in Smash Ultimate, and Smash has gotten sandbagged for being the most laggy of all the Smash Brothers games, because apparently there is a lag that's in all the games, but this one is to an extreme. Yeah, where it's just like, this is like when me and Sean first played, we noticed that there is
something
like,
is wrong here.
Yeah, like this is not right.
Is this my controller? Try another one.
Right. So they give you options in the game to like change your settings and stuff to like improve the sensitivity in your like control stick and stuff, but it doesn't help for the actual lag.
Yeah, that's their connection to their server. That's not something you can control.
Yeah. So like that was just a problem, and like I'm even to right now, like it's really hard for me to play the computer because I usually play the computer on 9 to like learn how to use a character or whatever.
They're trying to help you train your ESP. You got to be 1 second ahead.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Like, you literally have to think a move ahead now in terms of like reacting to like the computer's moves, because I've noticed that when the computer makes a move, you go to counter the move, because there's this lag in like buffering system, you end up being behind all the time. So like I ran into an issue where I was playing the computer and like I thought I was doing well. I was trying to do well.
It's like the computer has a competitive advantage over you.
Yes. And on top of that, the computer at level 9, they play like pro players. So they are like, they're chasing you off the ledge.
They're pro players on steroids.
Yes.
Like you're like, I'm here to help. Oh no, I got hit already.
Yeah. So like they like, I'm going to throw out a bunch of terms. They are wave dash or not wave dashing. They are,
you're not a pro player.
I can't believe this. I'm completely blanking on the names. Whatever. They're ledge guarding. They're chasing you off the match. They are dash dancing. They're dash dancing. So they're going back and forth and stuff. Like they are foxtrotting. They're doing everything. And they're just like,
are they doing a cha-cha?
Like, maybe cha-cha slide?
Nightclub two-step?
Yo, it is so crazy like fighting them. Just like, okay, I need to calm this down because I'm at this point, like I'm learning, but I'm not having a good time learning. So that's pretty much where I'm at.
Nah, I stay in my lane. I stay in Weenie Hut Jr.
All right.
Level 2.
So, Doug, how about you? What have you been playing?
Well, what I should be playing is Red Dead, but that is like a part-time job.
What are you doing here? Get on it.
I know, right? I'm still stuck in Valentine. God damn it. But the two games that's really been taking much of my time away from Red Dead is versus Overwatch. Right now, it is their Winter Wonderland event. It began on last Tuesday on the 11th, and it ends on January 2nd. And right. So it's an annual event. They have a whole bunch of new skins, new spray, new cosmetic. They brought back Yeti Hunter as well as the...
the
May Snowballs. Okay. Yep, it's back as well. And they, you know, they kind of do some more decorations. You know, got Blizzard World is the newer map that has been added with all the new holiday and Christmas decor, as well as like King Strong, Hanamura. My favorite character, Symmetra, has herself a new skin, new figure skating skin, okay. as well a new legendary skin for Junkrat, which is Krampus, which is quite awesome.
Okay.
And then secondly, Dead by Daylight, that is my latest addiction. Yes, it's the asymmetrical gameplay with like 4 survivors against 1 killer, survivors trying to get out of a map, killer trying to kill them. Also on December 11th.
Wait, real quick for Dead by Daylight. Do you more so play as a survivor or as one of the killers?
I usually play as a survivor, so I can play with my friends.
Okay.
So
we all get to choose.
Excuse me.
You get to choose.
Yes, you could choose either when you begin. You could choose either being a survivor or a killer. However, if you are a killer, I mean, unless you have a full party, you can't play with your friends. Mm. Where if a survivor, you can play upwards of 3 other people, so you have a team of 4.
Got you. What system is it on?
It's on all consoles as well as on PC. And it was one of the free games that came out with PlayStation Plus, I believe, in August of this year.
SOB. I wonder if I got that.
I probably got it.
So you may have it.
Let me check out if I actually have that.
You know, one of my friends from Overwatch actually got me to start playing.
I love free things.
You know, like, it's I mean, you get a situation where you're, like, whenever I play killer, I'm a friendly killer. Like, if I have a good game, I know, right? You know, I'm the type of person, like, you know, if I kill 3 people, I might let the other last person survive, you know, and I'm partial to Dwight. He's my favorite survivor. So when I see him, like, I'm not going to hook you because I like you too much, you know? And then other people, I'm like, if it's a Meg, yeah, that bitch is going down.
Right.
So it's a...
Did you just say Meg?
There is a character. Her name is Meg.
Does she wear a beanie?
Shut up, Meg.
It's just that anytime I play against another Meg, they always just anger me, either a survivor or a killer. They always just do something stupid. I don't know why. But yeah, on the same day that Winter Wonderland came out with Overwatch, and the same day that Red Dead had also another big update, Day by Daylight had a big update, which means on the day that I came back from my vacation, there was just like, my PlayStation is like, you don't have enough free space. Like,
right.
There's too many things happening this Tuesday. So on the 11th, they have a new chapter called Darkness Among Us, which has a new killer named the Legion, which I believe also was shown at the Game Awards. Mm-hmm. There's a new survivor named Jeff Johansson and a new map called Ormond Slopes Resort. Really nice place. However, on the 14th, Behavior, who is the developer of Dead by Daylight, actually temporarily disabled it because there was a lot of lag issues and people disconnecting. And so we're waiting for the developers to bring back the new map. But otherwise, for those who are playing, you still have Legion, who is a killer who can kind of do this frenzy movement when he kind of stabs you. And when he stabs you, you as a survivor have a limited amount of time to either to heal yourself or run away. However, once that timer runs out, you're down in a dying state.
Okay. So what are the other like abilities for like the other
characters?
Yeah.
So the when it comes to survivors, in the beginning, there are each character has three innate abilities that's particular to them. Mm-hmm. However, as you play along, you're able to get abilities from other characters and you can switch it all around. So you can have a character, a survivor like Dwight, who doesn't have any Dwight's abilities. So okay. The characters are that customizable over your perks that you have.
Yeah.
Killers, however, their abilities are more attuned to who they are. So, for example, one of my favorite killers is the Wraith. He is a guy who can turn invisible. However, and he can see you when invisible, but he cannot attack you when invisible.
Okay.
There's another killer, such as the Huntress, who throws axes at people. That's how she mainly attacks survivors.
Okay.
You have Mike Myers is in the game. Mm-hmm. He's known as the Shape. So for him, he has a knife, and if he stalks you long enough, he's able to stab you once, and you go down, and he can pick you up and... and proceed to either kill you
drag
or
you back
pigeon
to
hook.
His cabin.
All right. Well, all games has a killer shack, and they all have a basement level where they can hook you.
Oh,
part of the killing process.
Is that what the kids are calling it nowadays?
They're about to hook it up.
For killers, you know, their job is to kill survivors, and normally they have to attack them at least usually twice, which gets the person down, and when they're down, the killer can pick them up and put them on hooks. It is on the hooks where normally if they stay there long enough, they may die. However, survivors can actually rescue them from the hooks.
Sounds extremely inefficient. Why not just kill them on the ground?
Yeah, right.
Because we got to find a way to balance it out. So if you have a perk, some perks will allow you to kill a person once they're down. In which case, it's this beautiful graphic, like with the Mike Myers, he just starts stabbing you in the throat.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a doctor who has like a probe that shocks the ground. So when he kills you, he just bashes you in the head with it or repeatedly shock you. Yeah, it is a gory game, but you can also have fun. Cause it can be just ridiculous.
Apparently, I did download it. So,
I'm gonna try it out.
Yeah.
Let me know.
You know, right?
I got my husband hooked into it. We're all like if it's at midnight, like God, even last night I was playing Dead by Daylight and we were just having fun. Cause at a certain point you're just like, okay, I'm about to die. How about y'all just, you know, go to the door? Mm-hmm. You know, the longer you play, the more frivolity you can see in the game.
Okay. Yeah.
So those are my two games.
Right.
Keep me away from Red Dead.
Right. Don't worry, you have all the time to get back into Red Dead.
I got a good like 60 more hours left, I think. I got maybe
16?
60.
60.
Maybe 50. I don't know. I play these type of games much longer than you need to.
Okay.
So
that's good though. You might want to get all you can out of it because I don't think there's gonna be any more single player DLC for it. I'm pretty sure they're gonna
how they did Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah, they're gonna throw everything online.
It sucks because the DLC that they did for 4 was great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for the Undead
and the Ballad of Gay Tony.
Oh, for the GTA, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are damn near whole new games.
Yeah.
Well, that was one of my biggest disappointments with GTA because I enjoyed the story mode. Like I GTA Online was like I played it once with Cam.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me it's like being a shark. If you don't move, you die. So
no, that's true though.
You're driving down the street and if somebody hits shot you, like this is not
right.
What I want. And I always expected single player game, and it never, I mean, you're right. At the end of the day,
I was anticipating it.
GTA Online, and that's been one of the biggest money makers for Take-Two Interactive. So,
yeah,
they've made over $1 billion with it, and I guess they're trying to replicate it with Red Dead.
Trying to,
I mean, makes sense, right?
Yeah,
they're not a charity,
so. Right? All right, so next up is gaming news, and this is news brought to us by Mr. Doug himself.
Mm-hmm.
So first up, we're going to have Sean talk about.
Okay, so apparently Street Fighter V has ads in it now.
Wonderful.
And I'm
yay,
looking
capitalism.
At this.
Right.
I'm looking at this and it's like the fighters have all these little patches on their clothes.
Like they're NASCAR drivers?
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, but you're already paying full price for the game. I can see if this is like free to play. Not even Fortnite has ads in the game.
Nope.
No.
At some point,
and
are
Fortnite
you just gonna
still in alpha, right?
Right. That don't doesn't that make sense?
I mean, at some point, are you gonna be fighting like as a giant billboard with legs?
Maybe to try and go like the fashion logic, like you may spend a lot of money to wear a shirt that says Calvin Klein. So you're paying for the advertisement. Maybe that's their no. I'm sorry, I'm stretching.
I don't know.
These look like soccer uniforms. So you just got random patches
right
on the hat. Just
so like what I had saw when I saw this terrible, terrible thing. At first, I was like, "Huh, that's interesting." Because I definitely remember someone on the podcast talking about how in-game ads are going to be the next thing, especially when it comes to streaming. And Capcom's already beaten us to it. So
drink your verification can to continue.
Right. Show us. There's 9 images. Which one's a fire hydrant? But yeah, so like in the images that we've seen, it's ads for Pro Tour, mm-hmm. which is a Capcom run like thing. So it's and also there are options to either turn it on or off in the options or whatever, and the pro to this is you get fight money,
points,
yeah, or whatever, but you don't get much.
But they discourage
you
from turning it off.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I mean, from what I have heard, because I, in the fighting scene area, I'm more of a Tekken person than a Street Fighter person, mm-hmm. but I do like follow the Street Fighter news or whatever, and a lot of the people in that game are saying how, you know, it'd be one thing if the ads were giving you more prize money. I think that's their in-game currency. And like
fight money.
It's fight money, okay. But like you only get like 12.
Yeah, it's not a whole lot.
That's
it's
ridiculous.
Like, yeah, man, like a costume is like either 2,000 or
20,000. 20,000, 20,000.
20,000, see?
You got to watch a whole lot of right? ads to really get that special skin.
Just give me a movie. I'll watch the movie, okay? So like it's pretty just ridiculous. I don't
I'm not with it.
Yeah. I don't know how that's going to go, but...
Epic, come out with a fighting game now.
Right. Yeah, right.
A free-to-play fighting game. Just let us box in Fortnite. Put up your dukes.
All right. So next up is Epic themselves. With their game platform thing that they're putting out, they're also offering cross-platform services. So... this is actually pretty interesting because it seems like they are selling the technology that they had with Fortnite to allow people to also have their games on the different arrays of platforms and have it run smoothly. So that's super cool,
mm-hmm.
but that also will involve people now having to publish their games on their Epic.
Oh.
So that's going to bring, I foresee this bringing a lot of indie developers to Epic versus like Sony Santa Monica.
I think
or Steam or Discord. I mean, this is how they're trying to diversify their portfolio right now.
That's true.
I think they're letting the creators keep more of their percentage. Was it 88% or something like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's I think it's between 12% and 80% or something.
Yeah.
So there's a sliding scale.
Split.
But
okay.
Yeah. But that, I mean that's better than Steam. Like I think Steam is like 33%.
Steam
something.
Was 70-30, however. Huh? So yeah, Epic is trying to do where it's like 88% to 12%. So developer get 88% and Epic would just keep 12%.
Oh, that's
so,
how it goes. Okay.
And so all the other games like Discord and Steam are trying to replicate it. So yeah, I believe it was with Steam, I think, is the one who are trying to rethink their whole like sliding scale because people know that with Epic, I mean, they've been successful with Fortnite. A lot of people may want to go with them.
It's not like it's going to be a fly-by-night
mm-hmm.
game store.
We're seeing a merge of a new type of competition going on with these online video game stores for streaming content.
Right. So that's that. I mean, this is more so for developers than consumers. And when it comes to stuff like this, where the developers are going to be taking advantage of this, if they do. I don't know. We'll see. That's something to be said in the future.
Gotcha.
But, Soldier Boy in it. Oh, watch
it. Oh, God, Soldier Boy.
Got cranked up game console.
Yeah. No. So what's going on with Soldier Boy, Doug?
Oh, God, Soulja Boy. Well, you know, he sees himself as a hip-hop entrepreneur. Mm. He's there trying to find more creative ways to bring, you know, to expand his Soulja Boy brand. And so now he is now selling two different consoles through his website, SouljaWatch.com, both of which bear his namesake, the Soulja Boy, sorry, the Soulja Game console and the Soulja Game handheld.
Oh, boy.
I know, right? But to see, there's a little hitch to this. Just a little hitch. Basically, these things are already existing for a lot cheaper than what he's trying to sell.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, he's buying in bulk these Chinese-made console knockoffs.
And slapping his name on it.
And charging extra $100 for it.
Yeah.
So these consoles, for lack of a better word, if you go right now on AliExpress, they are about like $75. Or $60.
Yeah.
And on Amazon, I think it's like $100. But if you go on the Soulja Watch website, you can have them for a good sale price of $150. Regular price, $199.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess people like name brand things. So, I mean, I can see why somebody would buy it.
Yeah. But the thing about it is that his name's not even on the product. Like, he does no customer. He didn't even put a sticker on it. It's the same.
Is it on the box at least?
I maybe
can
only
I flex on niggas with this?
Right. Maybe on the four box that ships to you.
Oh no!
But here's how the console. They're supposed to be able to play PlayStation, Neo Geo, PC, Sega, Game Boy Advance, and NES games,
all
as
the Segas?
Well as Soulja games.
I'm sure like Sony completely signed off on this. They're fine, right?
What are Soulja games? Can you? Do you practice and crank that? Or?
It's just Dance, but only his hits.
Right.
Well, apparently Nintendo sent him a letter threatening legal action because of all developers, they're really big on protecting their proprietary works.
Right.
Soulja Boy in response has said that he sincerely believes that all of this is 100% legit. So, I mean, guess that's...
he did research, right?
Of course, empirical, just studying.
On Facebook?
Right. Yeah, well. Google, can I get away with murder?
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want something, a really unique Christmas gift, go...
door stopper?
You want to piss off your child or niece or nephew, yeah. We got a gift for you.
And, you know, possibly be a witness to what may be a crime and
see, if this was actually sold in brick and mortar stores, I can see grandmothers buying this for
their
kids.
That's true.
Right next to the Kobe at CVS? Maybe. Yes.
I mean, Soulja Games, Xbox, they're kind of the same thing, right?
They look similar.
Right.
But if you want to spend $150 for a Soulja console, couldn't you spend that money on a real console?
Probably. I would hope so.
So, that's Soulja Boy trying to make his bucks.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Okay, so also, we have the new Sonic motion poster. Is that the first motion poster that you've seen?
Yeah. Yeah, because,
yeah.
That's
a new thing.
They're calling this a live-action Sonic movie. Yeah. The motion. Yes. Because I just saw the poster by itself, and then I saw another thing of, like, the little, like, animation that goes with the poster. I was like, oh, that's cool. I just wish it didn't end with Sonic and his legs. Like,
mm-hmm. He looks like he does CrossFit.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, that Pooh Bear swag. You know,
he's wearing leggings.
Furry leggings.
Do you see Kibbles and Bits too? Oh, God.
That's all shrouded in darkness. You won't see that until the actual movie.
Oh, even better.
But yeah, that poster is insane. As I said before, I felt like they went to Sonic's Tumblr account instead of like actual
well,
talking
it's before
to
the 17th,
Sega.
So
this is why Apple took Tumblr off of iPhone in the App Store.
Why we can't have good things.
Oh, man.
They didn't learn from Sonic 06, apparently.
No. Mm-mm. That is going to be something else. There was rumors of them showing another poster where like Sonic is with like a cop or something.
Buddy Cop movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah. But like, even that Sonic looks different from the Sonic in the poster. So it's like, what are you guys doing? Like, who's your concept artist?
I'm going to watch it out of curiosity.
Huh?
I'm going to watch it out of curiosity. Just like Dragon Ball, the live action movie.
No, would you actually spend $10, $50 to see in a movie theater? Or is this like a $1 red box? Like, what is this
Sonic
scale?
Bucks?
I'm going to go outside and start collecting some coins.
Okay, so... At one point, I had MoviePass. That's kind of dead and gone now.
Yeah.
AMC has the A-list.
Okay.
When I had that, I watched movies I would not normally see just because it's all paid for.
Right,
so
yeah,
that's the way I'll watch it. I'm not gonna spend a whole $20 for it. I'm just gonna I'll go check it out.
Jeez.
I mean, you get somebody who could buy it for you at least.
I wouldn't waste somebody's money like that.
Oh man.
All I want for Christmas
is that Sonic movie.
Right.
Them layers.
Oh my gosh. So what is next? What is next?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
The Spider-Verse?
No.
Oh. The other Spider-Man. That actually ties in with the Spider-Verse.
Yeah,
technically.
Yeah, if you want to think about it. So the third and final DLC for Marvel Spider-Man. It is Silver Lining. This features Silver Sable coming back, and I guess spoilers, she wants her tech that was stole by Hammerhead.
Mm.
I don't know how any of this stuff plays. I haven't got it yet. This is a good time for it to come out. It comes out December 21st. So next week will be a good time when it comes out because I'll be able to sit down and play it because I'll probably have nothing to play.
I wonder if they'll fix Miles Morales' hairline.
Oh.
I really hope that's on their priority because my man needs saving.
He needs a haircut.
And not just from Spider-Man.
He went to Supercuts.
Right? Oh, man.
Oh, so it's your first time cutting here, huh? Yeah. Okay. Okay, cool. So just give me a normal shape up.
Yeah,
all
I know,
right.
Yeah, I know how to cut black hair.
Oh, God. It reminds me, I studied abroad once upon a time in Seoul, and I remember trying to get my hair cut, and I remember the woman just like cursing under her breath, just saying like, this is so difficult. And it's like, it's not, it's just hair, y'all. Right. But it's like, if you don't have it, you just don't get it.
That's true. That's true. Why isn't your hair straight like all the rest of our hair?
No. Get that perm, damn it.
Right?
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm like DJ. I'm waiting for all three to come out before I touch it.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, that's good. Like, I'm actually very, very surprised that they were able to hit their deadline because they literally just put out 3 DLC in 3 months. And that's pretty impressive because they set these deadlines and they definitely hit them. So, like, props to Insomniac for doing that. I have no idea what any of the I know that the first DLC, The Heist, featured Catwoman, and everyone like really, really liked that. The second one, people were not so hot on. That had Hammerhead, but they felt like that was less of they were just whelmed by it.
Mm.
So I'm looking to see how this, because it kind of seems like this one is directly tied to the second one, but kind of leaving the first one kind of just off. So I'm hoping, because I know Insomniac is good. I'm hoping that they bring back like elements from the first DLC and like kind of tie this whole thing together. But all in all, I'm excited for this. I'm really excited for this.
I feel like this has like been like this season of Spider-Man.
Yes. Yes. That's
you
exactly.
The movie, you got the game. Even though Venom doesn't really have him, he's still kind of related. It's a lot of Spider-Man coming out here.
Yeah. Yeah. But there was something else that we were all excited for.
I know. Something happened early this month.
Yeah.
What was it?
Well, I was excited about my vacation. But anyway, right. I think for those
that don't
of you
pertain who, to video games.
For those of you who couldn't enjoy the beaches of Bermuda, there was the...
Which was the rest of us.
Did you see Amelia Earhart up there?
I was looking through the bushes. So the
wait,
game...
Wait. You know where you can find her at, though.
Oh, is she with Tupac and Biggie and and Elvis? And
even better, the Soulja Game console.
It's one of those 3,000 games included.
Right.
I know, right.
Where's Amelia Earhart? 1,001.
Okay, sorry to interrupt.
It's okay. So the Game Awards 2018 took place on Thursday, December 6th at the Microsoft Theater.
Mm.
Those, you know, some of the big winners of the night was God of War, which took home the Game of the Year award as well as Best Game Direction. And to nobody's
suck it, Jordan.
Surprise. Mm. There is Red Dead Redemption 2, who came home with Best Narrative among many others.
Yep.
When it comes to the Game Awards, the question I pose for you guys is that for those of you who were able to watch it, enjoy and absorb it, what do you guys think in terms of its influence and the genuineness of the award, especially when there are other award shows out there in gaming, especially when this is a fairly new thing to have a game, like a award show for video games? Just kind of wondering, what are your thoughts on that?
Sean, you got something to think?
I'm thinking Like, okay, where was it advertised?
So the awards was mainly advertised. For me, I listen to Kind of Funny Gamecast and Games Daily, all their stuff basically.
All I listened to was this.
And
they were a true soldier.
Right.
Boy.
And they were like really like promoting it and talking about it and stuff. But like I've seen it on like IGN, I've seen it on like Polygon,
so
Kotaku,
Twitter, Variety. Twitter,
yeah, yeah. So like they
no TV spots though or anything, or like magazine.
As far as I know, no. I don't think there was a TV ad for it circulating.
Do we want it that big?
So,
well, it depends. I mean, gaming is such a big part of our pop culture right now.
Right.
And I mean, we play video games most of the time on television sets. I mean, it is another medium that reaches the masses. Yet it seemed like maybe they're trying to skew towards a younger audience. And so they're thinking, let's go to Twitter. Let's go on the internet. Let's Facebook. Let's try to find through the internet our audience.
Right.
And I believe for those who are able to watch it, you can also stream it as well.
Yeah.
Which is something you don't necessarily can do with some of the other traditional awards, so like the Oscars and Emmys. And right. So it seemed like maybe this is the direction of the game, which makes them a little bit more special versus say some of the other awards like DICE, which may not necessarily have such a mass appeal.
Right, you're right. So to go along the lines of that, like the DICE awards, like we've all heard about it, but like to my credit, like I've kept up with the winners, but I've actually never actually sat and watched the award show.
Yeah.
And partially because when I hear about DICE, it's usually like months before the awards or it's like after the awards happen. So it's like it hasn't really gotten promoted like the Game Awards or just like really any other like award show.
Yeah.
So it's for me, like I respect the DICE Awards because I know how much it means to developers, but it's never had been like a show, whereas the Video Game Awards is like a show.
Yeah. And honestly, to me, in a lot of respect, the Game Awards remind me of the Soul Train Awards from a few years ago, where it seemed like between the actual awards, all the different acts who got on stage did some other promo for their work.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, I thought the Soul Train was a little more gaudy with their promotions and stuff. I'm like, hey, I got this TV show coming out, y'all, and for Best New Album. Whereas in the Game Awards, it seemed like they tried to fold in, like, hey, we have some game releases. Here are some big names, in terms of even like from the Avengers creators.
Yeah.
They're trying to show that this is almost like another platform like that of E3 where you can make big announcement of your games.
Right.
So it gives you an added incentive as the viewer to tune in.
Right. So now it kind of seems like in terms of the gaming industry year, you have anything before E3?
Nothing.
When is the Tokyo Game Awards?
That's in November, I think. Tokyo okay. Game Show, I think, right?
Yeah, Tokyo Game Show.
Yeah, that's in November, I think. So and basically,
I think it's the consumer one as well, the CES.
Yeah, you're right. So you have CES, which like you can hit there with like some gaming announcements, and then you have E3, then you have Gamescom, which is in Europe, and then you have the.
Well, you have Sony PlayStation Experience and their own.
Yeah, whenever that comes around, nah. Because they skipped this year, and it's like, well, you gonna do next year? Like, what? You kind of we don't know what's going on anymore. But then you have like Paris Games, their show. I forget the name of it. But then you have after that, you have
PAX.
Oh, PAX. You're right.
We need to go to one of those.
Yes, we do. And Comic Con too. That's a big thing too.
Nintendo Direct, but they do their own thing.
Yeah, and BlizzCon, yeah. Yeah, and Nintendo, they definitely just, we feel like putting out some news, we're going to do that right now. But yeah, just going back to the gaming awards in terms of like, I think in my mind, Jeff Keighley, who's like producing all of this, I think he is trying to situate the game awards as a, like, this is the game industry's like Oscars. Like, he's trying to make it that big in terms of, this isn't only a developer thing. This is a gaming personality thing. This is like, for example, like Ninja was there and he won. Of course he won something because.
Best creator? Content creator?
Probably.
I think that was it.
I Yeah, I think so. Or like tied with esports, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also esports. They brought a lot of esports stuff. They brought like best esports coach, best esports team, all stuff like that, where the real like the real not real, I don't want to use real, but like the game, the gaming, like AAA game, like the gamers,
the big
industry,
names in the industry itself.
Yeah, like those people may not follow esports, but Jeff Keighley is like, hey, esports is a big thing, so we're gonna lump everyone together so you can get that cross pollination and just learn about other things. Yeah. You know,
it's a fairly new show, so it behooves him to try to spread out to as many big names and big partners. It seemed like his biggest thing on his to-do list is to give the show legitimacy.
Right.
Because what makes the Oscars seem so legitimate is the Academy. Because right. The Academy is an exclusive club that they don't even leave the names of the membership of.
That's true, yeah.
But because they've been doing this for 70, close to 80 years, or maybe, yeah, 80 some odd years they've been doing this, we just looked at it as like, that is the word for what's the best.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Right.
Even though, as we've seen with the whole issue with the best popular movie category, yeah. It is still an inside baseball type of situation.
It's this not necessarily what the consumers like. It's
no, not at
we
all.
We tell you what you like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right. This is good because we say so. And I'm not sure there is a player part in it, but they simply want to give you at least the appearance that the gamers themselves are involved. However, it seemed like for the jury who makes the decision, it is still like the journalists. It is right. Those who are
right.
In the actual development within the industry.
Right. And I think another thing to go along with this fact that because the gaming industry is relatively, well, actually not relative, it is the youngest of all the entertainment industries, like they're still building. So it's actually pretty impressive that we have this industry, or we have this award ceremony thing that is mm-hmm. so produced in our industry that's so young, because like just going forward, like it's only going to get better. Just to go along with that, in terms of viewership numbers, back in 2017, the total concurrent viewers was 11.5 million people.
Before that, I think it was like 3.2,
right,
the year before.
Yeah. So, and then this year, it's 26.2 million people.
Oh, wow.
So,
wait,
like,
they're really, they've been quite successful in terms of spreading the word. Right. I mean, using new media.
Exactly.
Honestly.
Yeah. So, like, it's really just cool to see, like.
But when they say, I'm sorry, I forgot. No, but when they say, like, God of War is the game of the year or Tomb Raider Redemption, do you feel as though that consumers will pay heed to what is a great game and go out and buy those games? Or are people going to buy these games regardless of what they say?
So, my opinion... All right, go ahead, Sean.
I think people already have their bias. They know what they want to buy.
Yeah, so I'm kind of like yes and no. Like, I feel like the Game Awards is getting to that place where that award ceremony could push people to buy certain things. Because, I mean, even just now, like, this year... We were talking about the Game Awards in terms of who they're going to pick as Game of the Year, who's going to win best, whatever. We weren't talking about what IGN's going to pick as Game of the Year. Mm-hmm. Like, that used to be a thing that I would rely on, like, I don't know, like 3 years ago or something. Mm-hmm. But, like, since the Game Awards, it almost took that place for me in my head. So it's very interesting to see, like, that change happen.
I don't think the award show has enough, I want to say, casual viewers for
right.
Like God of War made Game of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who's watching the Game Awards already knows about it and was already gonna buy it. It's not like
with the Oscar when they say like Slumdog Millionaire was best picture, and a lot of people are like,
oh,
what
let
is
me
this
go check that out. Yeah, like
right, yeah.
When you're in the gaming like area, I don't know what you want to call it, but
ecosystem, whatever.
Yeah, you're looking at these games and following them as they come out all the way up to the release date, you right. already know what you want to buy.
That's true. That's very true.
It's not like...
It reminds me more of the Grammys at that point, because the songs that tend to win are songs that are so popular that people already like those songs. They already have this album. They already have that record. So in a way, it's kind of like a confirmation of mm-hmm. popular desire versus a driver of new content.
Right.
Oscars seem to favor small films, independent films, mm-hmm. to show
you know, hey, check this out. This is, you know, they're trying to give a spotlight to things which may not otherwise get it. Whereas Grammys tend to award things that are quite popular already.
Okay.
And it seems like Game Awards is along that line where they're giving recognition to popular games.
Yeah.
It's just another, kind of like the IGN, it's another voice to say what is good.
Right, yeah. And like, just to, I guess, give some more, backstory in terms of how the Video Game Awards works in terms of like voting and mm-hmm. stuff. So,
I take issue with it kind of, but go ahead.
So, I believe they have 65 separate voters, I guess, voting blocks. So, like, for example, Kinda Funny would take one voting block. IGN would take one voting block.
So, what, like, the staff as a whole at that office?
Right, yeah.
Where's our voting block?
Right. Well, so...
We'll get it next year.
Yeah. Right. No, actually...
Are we going to make it?
Press X to start. We want one of those, too. Exactly. Right? But in terms of...
We want our 40 acres and a console. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You got a Soulja Boy console? Be happy.
And the right to vote. But so everyone can vote online, right? And they basically take that like combined like total or
average,
whatever,
yeah.
And that becomes one vote. So that's how they balance like people like going online and like rushing the vote, because you can vote like multiple times a day.
Somebody will set up a bot and like send Pitbull to Alaska or right. Justin Bieber to North Carolina.
Right. So like I think that's actually a really cool thing to like pretty much give like the world's vote, like you get one spot basically. So, and then the other like news outlets get the other spots or whatever, and then that's how they combine the votes and stuff. But like again, following Kinda Funny, they made it a point where like, you know, if they don't know the names or the games in the categories, they mm-hmm. just won't vote on that category. So like you do run into an issue, not an issue, but you do run into a thing that could happen where like you have these 65 people, but you might yeah. only have like 5 people voting on like the best fighting game.
And that's where I take issue with it.
Yeah.
Games are not like movies where they're little 2-hour jaunts.
Yeah.
And then you can... Red Dead is how long? 60 to 75? Yeah.
Right.
Red Dead is 60 to 75 hours, give or take, depending on how you play. Street Fighter, you might play that for another 100 hours, but you're doing the same thing.
Right.
Every game takes a different amount of time to complete.
Yep.
Not everybody is in a certain genre, so like you said... Not everybody's voting or experiencing every game that's on the voting block.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And like, I think that puts you in a weird place, because for me, like, growing up, my favorite games were fighting games. Mm-hmm. Like, so in my eyes, like, my game of the year was like Tekken. It wasn't Final Fantasy VII, because like this game is boring. Like, I'm just sitting here reading stuff instead of actually playing a game. Like, I'm not going to do
that. By that action.
Right, exactly. So, like, when, like, me growing up in games is always just like, I mean, that's a cool game, I guess, but I don't really care. Like, the game is way too long to, like, do anything. So, it's always been weird for me to see, like, games like Smash Brothers, like Tekken 7, or, like, Street Fighter 5 that has this, like, vibrant fan base, but, like, never get nominated for Game of the Year, just because of how the Game of the Year stuff works, where it is very much so grounded story, maybe a little bit of fantasy in the story, but it's always a human story.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, okay, well, whatever. I know how that's going to go every year.
It's like a bias that it's exactly. geared toward that single right. player
or racing
adventure.
Game. Yeah.
That's very true.
I think they're trying to vote in stuff like God of War and Red Dead to show the... Like, it can be compared to actual movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
So they want to show, like, to the casual audience, this does have substance. It is an actual valid art form.
Right. It's not a traditional game as you think a game is.
Yeah.
Which I can understand, and I can definitely see, like, why they would need to do something like that. So I'm shrugging my shoulders right now because it's hard. It's whatever.
But, I mean, if anything, I think that's why those IGN... Game of the Year still has some value, because they can at least add to or get that recognition for those fighting categories.
Right.
For the games who may not necessarily get the accolades of a Red Dead, but they're also still worthy of your time and money.
Right. Which is very true. Very true. Yeah. I mean, okay. So I guess to wrap this up, what was your guys' top three exciting moments of the Game Awards?
Go ahead, Doug.
No, it was lying on the beach in Bermuda. So.
All right, Doug wins.
All right. Y'all have never nerds seen sitting Pink here watching before,
right?
Wait, did you smuggle some back in?
Well, you know,
is that illegal?
I do not want to be arrested by Customs Border Patrol in the Trump administration. Right. I value my freedom.
We'll take that.
Right.
No, I'm excited for Crash Team Racing.
Mm-hmm.
That game was awesome on PlayStation. I'm surprised it took three more consoles to get a remake. I don't count Crash Nitro Kart. I don't know if you ever played it. But
yeah. I didn't. See, I was never big into kart racers, so like I always saw that stuff. I was like, oh, okay, that's cool.
I wasn't either, but I mean, yeah.
You still played it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I play a little everything.
Yeah.
If it's free.
True.
And Mortal Kombat 11, which I'm not going to buy at release this time. I bought Mortal Kombat 10 the day it came out.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they come out with the ultimate version like six months later.
Yeah.
Discounted, so I learned my lesson. I'm going to wait.
mm-hmm. All right, so I guess you don't have anything, Doug?
No, okay. No.
So my biggest, like, oh, this is really cool, was one of them was the Mortal Kombat 11 trailer, because I was like,
okay. 21.
Yeah, right. That was dope as hell. Like, that was dope as shit. My number two would be Outer World, which is...
That did look interesting, too.
Yeah, like, it looked really, really cool. Like,
Borderlands ripoff.
Yes. So I was about to say that, like, Outer World looks like Borderlands, Rage 2 looks like Borderlands, and
played none of these.
Yeah, I almost said Fallout, but it's not Fallout. It's
See, that should be his own award.
Huh?
Best miss expectation. That should be his own award.
That's true. But Far Cry New Dawn, that also looks like that has like Borderlands.
Borderlands.
I don't know whatever. Whatever.
They new all game, have Border Worlds.
Right? I was getting in Borderlands
that's
and Outer Worlds.
That's the Soulja Boy console.
But like, yeah, so like looking at Outer World, it was just like, I'm actually really, really interested in this game. Like, it looks funny and like, I like the art style.
Is it going to be free? I ain't playing it.
Never. Open beta. But yeah, like, I would probably say that was my number two. My number three, not necessarily a game, but I really appreciate Far Cry taking the time out to learn how to do fucking black hair.
I was gonna say I'm gonna like, play it just because of that.
Yes, I'm like, okay, like
take
she
some
has
of my
actual
money.
Texture yes. in her hair. Like
somebody went to a black hair salon and sat down. Like, how do you do this?
Hey, yes.
Can I take pictures, please?
It's, the, it's right. The French people that stayed back after World War II. They work in the Ubisoft. Right.
Maybe they finally saw Chris Rock's documentary.
Right. They were like, wait, hold on.
The black people that stayed over there.
We need to change y'all art directors because y'all need to go in a different direction for this hair because it is not right and we're going to make it right and people are going to appreciate
speaking
it.
Speaking of, I started Red Dead Online.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I
God.
I picked a black guy's
oh,
small
Lord.
Bush.
Don't they?
And there's like a finger space worth of space between the hair and the head. And I kind of want to tweet Rockstar like, hey, it looks like he has like just a hat of hair and it's kind of just floating on his bald head.
Yeah.
They're all like this. I mean, the characters all do look kind of rough, but like the black, like my character Peaches, he's a special man.
Yeah.
He looked like he's a runaway. Yeah. Like it's just like. Just
is your guy black too?
Hmm?
Is your guy black?
My guy, he's like a darker Cablesian? Tone. No. He looked like the actor Kathy. He played in Luke Cage season 2 as his father, and also was in House of Cards. His name escapes me, but
Mahershala Ali.
No, not Mahershala Ali. He's a rough-looking Mahershala Ali. I'm going to use that as a characterization. But either way, they all look ashy.
You're not that cute. And your hair is uneven. You look dusty.
They all have like hair that's like way
they
too big.
They have lotion
foreheads.
Back then, Doug.
Face powder. They had white face powder.
they don't have lotion. I should be able to buy it from the general store. At least some Vaseline or some other product.
Oh, my God.
But that's not... Mm.
I made a character called Queen Nanny.
Oh, Queen Nanny.
And she does not look great. She looks like a runaway slave. That was not my intention.
Like a Caribbean Harriet Tubman?
Yes, yes, exactly. So like I made this character in the light of the character creator. I was like, okay, I don't really like this character, but I'm okay with it.
Did you go... You know you can go like further in depth when you're making a character, right? Yes. And press X and like move the sliders and all that.
So at first I didn't know that. So I was just like,
this is
why rough. Excuse my wording. Why do all of these faces look like nigger faces?
We're sorry. Unfortunately, the show has been canceled. Bye-bye.
Like, what are you doing, Rockstar?
Because that's the type of black people that was out back at the time.
I guess
BJ.
So. Right. I guess so. Right. But can you just which slave colony did you come from? One, two, or three? Pick
it's
one.
It's historically accurate, DJ. What's your problem?
I guess.
My guy looks like he just got his freedom papers. You know, he just got the fresh cut. He's good.
Man. See, I did not like any of the hairstyles, so my guy is just bald with a scar on his face, and it's just yeah. rough. It's just like...
I really hope that you can change your character's face. Like, just give me, like, a token where I can do it once, because I need to change my character's face.
Maybe we should just give Rockstar some copies of Ebony and some Jet magazine. Like, here's what black features look like.
Fix
we
it.
Come in all different shapes, and it's only, like, two shades of black that you got. You're either high yellow or... Or
no, a couple different. It depends on the face you choose.
Yeah, couple.
No, depending on the face you choose, they have. I know they have three different like choices yeah. for the shades.
Yeah.
But the shades are different depending on what choice of face you choose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they have more than two or three shades, actually. Believe it or not.
It's just so.
It's just.
No, what I found humorous was the people that free you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It just felt weird that, like,
they they literally take the chains off you.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah.
Like, right? The lady seemed like a Negro lover. I know you didn't do it.
when I first like saw the lady, I'm like, why can't I make my character look like pretty? Like you. Like
that's a feature. Like,
yeah, like what the hell? Like, come on now. So yeah. Yeah, I just...
Which is weird, because this is not how I felt when it comes to GTA.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt like the character design was a little bit...
They did that weird thing where it was like, pick your mom and pick your dad, right? Did they do that? I thought they did that
in
GTA.
They did the freaky deaky. Oh, I'm sorry. That's some Coco.
And like, your character was like based off of them. I don't know why they did that. I don't know.
They actually had the option to make yourself look like John Marston or have John Marston be your father in GTA, didn't they?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. That was the thing. Yeah. So it was like, I mean, that was cool. I just don't understand why. And then just coming back to Reddit online, like I do understand that your character is not that important and it's just going to be whatever when you're actually playing the game. But it just annoys the hell out of me. Like, we have examples of really good character, like, creators. Mm-hmm. You have the money.
And you had a whole bunch of time.
Yeah, and you have the talent. Make it happen. Like, I understand the whole it being realistic kind of thing, but, like,
see, but I'm
in a year, Red Dead Online is not going to be a realistic thing. Like, they're going to throw stuff at it if they want to support
in
it.
There.
Like,
but the thing, like, I traditionally, like, start writing, you know, design my characters, like the better version of me, mm-hmm. and I cannot do that currently at this iteration.
I've never been able to create a version of myself.
Not a thick hair feature in Reddit Online.
Yeah.
I don't think they're gonna be able to do as much as they think, like they did with Grand Theft Auto Online.
Just because
it's a timepiece, it's a set timepiece, and.
Yeah, I mean,
but at least Frederick Douglass has some nice hair. Like y'all,
there are examples, y'all.
He conked his hair,
right? You know, just saying.
I mean, like, I guess to go along with Sean just saying, like, yes, I completely understand that. Yes, I understand that we have gone from Game Awards to Red Dead Talk, but this is happening.
Red Dead
is
just gonna always persist somewhere in this show.
Yeah, like I feel like if they really want Red Dead Online to thrive, they're gonna have to go outside the Wild Wild West, or even go Wild Wild West and start introducing steampunk stuff.
I could be Will Smith.
That would be cool.
That
would be cool.
I have never watched that movie.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It is.
I like the song, though.
Is it late 90s or early 2000s?
Yeah. 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 Cisco's in the music video. That's cool.
I like the song. Oh, yeah.
I'm.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I don't know. I really would like to see where they go. I was about to say something that had been real spoilerish. I called myself.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. But like, I mean, there is some pretty cool like side stuff happening in Red Dead. And one of them in particular that I actually talked about in the review cast. So make sure you check out the review cast. There is something that I really hope that they bring into the Red Dead Online. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what they do.
All right.
So with all that said, this has been another episode of Press X to Start Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we enjoyed making it. Don't forget to rate and review us on your favorite podcasting app. Every little bit helps. If you missed any of this, you can find all the details and more on our website at PressX2Start.com.
Smash that like and subscribe.
And with that, we are a gone.